Hello, I wanted to go. I know it's Saturday. There's college football on, although there's not really that many great games on. I don't even think there's any top 25 matchups on today. No, if you've been following what's been happening in Texas and you've been following our updates on it, today, right here in Texas, the Texas Senate voted to acquit Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on all impeachment charges brought by the House. This is absolutely huge. This is something that grassroots have been calling for, and it's something that is really surprising some of the people in the establishment wing of the Republican Party, the establishment members, especially in the Texas House, who had for quite some time, since the House passed its impeachment back in May over Memorial Day weekend, had been promising, just wait until you see the evidence, that they were going to bring a mountain of evidence. That did not happen. What we saw was about a week and a half of a trial in the Senate over the last, since last Tuesday, so September 5th. And there were 16 charges that were considered there. So there were 20 impeachment charges altogether. 16 of those were considered during the trial. And those were the 16 that were voted on this morning. Interesting to note here that while those impeachment charges as a package passed the House by a vote of 121-23, granted that was a Democrat-led movement in the sense that you had 61 Democrats and 60 Republicans voting for it, you still had an overwhelming majority of House members, including Republicans, voting for that impeachment, 121-23. In the Senate, the threshold to pass was actually two-thirds to convict, meaning you needed 21 senators to vote for any one of the impeachment charges in order to permanently remove Ken Paxton from the office. That did not happen, and not only did that not happen, but not a single one of the impeachment charges brought by the House received more than 14 votes, which means that none of them received even a majority of support, which is absolutely a dissonant strike to the Texas House, who has now been pushing for quite some time that this impeachment process needed to go forward. Specifically, I do want to point out, some people have asked who has been pushing this impeachment. There are a lot of different groups that have pushed this, a lot of different members. Speaker Dade Phelan, for example, took the rare step of voting for the impeachment. Normally, the Speaker of the House sits back. He doesn't vote on these things. When the House voted on the impeachment, he voted yes, telling members that this essentially, his messaging there, was that this is a priority for me. You should follow along. But in addition to that, the people you had on the Senate floor this week representing the House, as far as Republicans go, were State Representatives Andrew Murr, Charlie Guerin, Jeff Leach, Morgan Meyer, Briscoe Kane, Cody Bassoot, and David Spiller. Now, these Republicans were part of the House Board of Impeachment Managers. Essentially, these are the people who were leading the arguments, at least in theory, when the case was presented to the Senate. Now, despite the fact that none of these charges got a majority vote, you did, in fact, have some charges where Democrats even voted against it. But you also had two Republican state senators who joined Democrats on most of the charges in supporting them. Those two Republican state senators in the Senate who voted for the impeachment charges, for most of the impeachment charges against Attorney General Ken Paxton, are State Senators Kelly Hancock from North Richland Hills up in the DFW area, and Robert Nichols, sort of from Central East Texas. So that was State Senators Kelly Hancock and Robert Nichols, both of which were Republicans that were joining Democrats in voting and supporting for these impeachment charges. Now, immediately once we got this ruling out, Attorney General Ken Paxton, who has been, by the way, temporarily suspended from office since this went forward back in May. He has been temporarily removed. We've had an interim Attorney General. He's now been placed back in office. He, in his statement, said he thanks the 4.2 million Texans who voted for him last year. I will always be grateful for your support. Thanks his wife, Angela. But the interesting note here is he says the sham impeachment coordinated by the Biden administration with liberal House Speaker Dade Phelan and his kangaroo court has cost taxpayers millions of dollars, disrupted the work of the Office of the Attorney General, and left a dark and permanent stain on the Texas House. Now, speaking of those millions of dollars that have been spent on this, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick took what I would consider to be a somewhat unexpected step after the Senate voted for the impeachment. Now, Dan Patrick has been essentially the presiding officer. So he's been the judge in this case. He's been the one sustaining or objecting to motions, been ruling it out, and I think been doing a really good job of that. He finally, once the verdict was in, broke his silence and essentially blasted Dade Phelan in the Texas House for a number of improprieties in this entire impeachment process, starting with the fact that it was rushed. He blasted the House for not giving at least 2 weeks' notice. Instead, they gave less than 48 hours' notice before members were allowed to vote on the impeachment in the House. He blasted them for not talking to witnesses and getting witnesses under oath, for even reaching out to Paxton or having any of them forward. I mean, he lists just the number. And we're going to have that video up on TexasScorecard.com, but also right here, if you follow me on X, I'll have that video posted as well once we have it. But he also noted that this was a waste, essentially, of taxpayer dollars, of millions of taxpayer dollars. And he says that next week he is going to initiate a full audit of the cost to Texas taxpayers, not only for the House's part in this impeachment process, but for And that includes, by the way, the lawyers they were hiring at $500 an hour, the House members that they were brought in there paying, et cetera, but also what that cost to the Senate. His estimate was that it would cost millions of dollars. He wants to see a full tax audit on that. Certainly not putting Dade Phelan in a great position. As I mentioned at the front, you had Dade Phelan, the Speaker of the House, essentially leading his members, who most of them had no time to really consider this impeachment. They didn't have any of the actual evidence to look through. Of course, the fact of the matter is as we know from watching the trial, maybe the reason they didn't have a lot of that evidence to look through is because a lot of it didn't exist to begin with. But they didn't have this evidence to look forward through. They were rushed through, and they were rushed through because Speaker Dade Phelan essentially told them it will be okay. This is a priority of mine. Trust us. We're going to lay out this case. Of course, as we saw the trial go, very, very little, if nothing, in the way of evidence. In fact, you had some of the very people the prosecution was calling as witnesses, the people who reported Ken Paxton to the FBI for his alleged wrongdoing, said they went and they didn't have evidence when they did it. So this is something that Dan Patrick is now blasting, that you have more and more people out there blasting. And in fact, just recently and just after this decision was released, you have even State Representative Brian Harrison, who is somebody who has been increasingly vocal against House leadership. He did vote for Dade Phelan back in January, but has since been increasingly critical of not just Phelan, but some of the Republican members of House leadership that lead up many of these committees. He is out there with a statement saying that Speaker Phelan must step down for empowering this Democrat effort while killing Republican priorities. He's also calling for an audit for how much this impeachment trial cost. And so, If you're just catching up, if you didn't follow this process, this is something that has gotten attention not just here in Texas, but has gotten attention nationally, as you now see that the Texas House and the Texas Senate have both essentially put down their markers for where they stand. The Texas House, of course, being in favor of getting rid of one of the most effective, if not the most effective, attorneys general in the country, and Ken Paxton, somebody who had the backing of former President Donald Trump, of Senator Ted Cruz, of the Republican Party of Texas, of the grassroots, you name it. You could see tons of support for Attorney General Ken Paxton during this trial. And then on the other hand, you have the Senate, who has soundly rejected these accusations and soundly rejected this impeachment process, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who is out there as well saying essentially that this House impeachment process was handled extremely, extremely poorly. Even put that into the record. So when we have the record, the transcripts of everything that happened in this impeachment trial over the past couple of weeks, that will be bookending. It will be Dan Patrick's speech about Dade Phelan and the House. So that now sets us up as we look forward to the future. Believe it or not, this is not the only thing that the Texas legislature is expected to address in the coming weeks and months, but it does add a little bit of a wrinkle, as now both chambers have firmly planted and been exposed for where they are and where they are in relation to grassroots. We now have special sessions upcoming, at least one upcoming on education, one that has already seen a divide between the House and the Senate, specifically when it comes to school choice proposals. Those proposals have passed the Senate time and time again. In the House, they have failed. Governor Greg Abbott, who has been silent for the most part in this impeachment process, did release a short statement saying the jury has spoken. Attorney General Paxton received a fair trial. He's done an outstanding job representing Texas, pushing back against the Biden administration. I look forward to continuing to work with him to secure the border and protect Texas from federal overreach. So a very interesting statement to come from the governor, who has up until this point remained fairly silent on this. We're going to continue reporting some of the fallout on this. Certainly the impeachment trial is over, but the fallout from it is not, as we see more and more people saying that this is an example of why things need to change, why there is such an issue of Democrats and liberal establishment Republicans being in control of the Texas House. For that, this is really only the beginning as more and more attention gets focused on that. You can follow all of it at TexasScorecard.com. Subscribe right here. Share this video right here on my X at BWaltens, B-W-A-L-T-E-N-S. For right now, I'm going to sign off. Thank you for joining.